As a small business owner and farmer, I am well aware of the growing mountain of regulations that stand in the way of doing business in rural America. In fact, the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy recently reported that small firms pay nearly $3,000 more per employee than larger firms to comply with government regulations. The cost of environmental regulations falls especially heavy on small firms, which pay 364% more than large firms to comply. And this data doesn't even take into account the tidal wave of regulations to come. The Obama administration and majority leaders are currently threatening a national energy tax, unprecedented carbon restrictions, and working to dramatically expand the Environmental Protection Agency's authority over air and water. A few weeks ago, I joined the Rural America Solutions Group in hosting a forum to examine the efforts that excessive environmental regulations have on rural communities. Our forum brought experts from across the country together to discuss the many ways that environmental overregulation like this is counterproductive and kills job creation. Each of our experts' comments and analysis relating to the fact that EPA regulations devastate small businesses, raise the cost of living, and force employers to cut hiring. Something has to be done. I know that we can find ways to protect our environment and secure energy independence without punishing the people who run the businesses and cultivate the lands that fuel our communities and feed our families. Before moving forward with current EPA initiatives and related legislation, I hope that Congress and the administration will first examine the very real impact these initiatives could have on rural America.